From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, I might have gone fishing.
Might have gone fishing.
I got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
The road to the river.
Ooh, it's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
It's the Smiley Burnett Show, transcribed. Music by the Whippoorwills. Songs by Sweet Georgia Brown, the Gayland Sheros, yours truly, Joe Slattery. And starring the Crown Prince of Western Pictures, Smiley Burnett. And now, here he is, the Isaac Walton of Death Valley, Smiley Burnett.
Well, I'm going fishing.
Oh, Smiley, you sure seem happy today.
Oh, I ain't mad at nobody today, Joe. I feel it's a good day. You ought to shoot me. It's a good day to do it. Yeah?
Well, tell me, don't you ever feel mad?
Oh, yes. Why, I get so mad once in a while and get in some of the most terrible fights. I get in some fights sometimes. It takes four people to hold my coat. Yeah, but today I'm in a good humor.
Oh, man. Well, listen, tell me, Smiley, where are you going with all that fishing paraphernalia?
What'd you say?
I said paraphernalia.
You watch your language. You can't talk to me that way now.
Oh, Smiley, you didn't understand. I mean, your fishing tackle.
Oh, well, I'm going a fishing.
Well, now, what in the world are you doing with those tweezers on a fishing trip?
Well, how do you suppose I'm going to get my bait back?
Oh.
Say, did you know I saved a lady's life on my last fishing trip?
No.
I did. She was screaming for help and was just about to go under for the sixth time, and I saved her.
You saved her from drowning?
Yes, sir. Smiley. I threw her a bar of soap and let it wash her back.
Oh.
You know, when I was growing up, I used to fish darn near every day. I used to keep my tackle in a little old starch box, and one day I went down to the creek and I discovered I'd brought the wrong box. The one had really had starch in it. Mm. Oh, I just got so mad, I opened up the box and threw the whole works out in the creek. Just as I started home, I noticed the fish was eating that starch. Well, sir, I went to the bend in the creek, and I picked up 27 fish that had got stiff and couldn't make the turn. Sweet low twill means, but it sure do fit the notes, don't it, James? Huh? Well, sir, folks, we're having such a good time here. Let's have a few words now from the folks who sponsor this little shindig. Giving out with a nice tune. Say, folks, Let's set the scene for the next one. You help us out by just getting in a comfortable chair, turn the volume up, turn that bass note so it'll sound real deep, and listen to Sweet Georgia Brown on Sleepy Time Gal.
Sleepy Time Gal, you're turning night into day. Sleepy Time Gal, you dance the evening away. And when each silvery star fades out of sight, please give me one little kiss, then let us whisper goodnight. It's getting late until you fill it with Sleepy Time Gal. When all your dancing is through, Sleepy Time Gal, I'll find a cottage for you. You'll learn to cook and to sew. What's more, you'll love it, I know. When you're play at home, 8 o'clock, Sleepy Time Gal.
Word for that solid. Hey, while she was singing that song, you know I pried the back off of my watch here. Ain't there a lot of machinery in one of them things? There's two little letters here with a hand in between them that says S and F. That means afternoon and forenoon, don't it? Cicero Sheridan plowed my garden for me last spring, and you know he wouldn't take any money for it, so I couldn't hardly turn him down when he asked me to be a babysitter the other night. Well, I know considerable about babies. After all, I used to be one, wasn't I? Yeah. Well, Cicero and Sadie made me a pot of coffee. I had to chew it before I could swallow it. And then while Sadie was dressing, why, Cicero, he sat up there and blowed off about how scientific smart he is. Yeah, just went on and on. I thought he never would get away. Smiley says, Cicero, did you know that science can prove that a honeybee can pull 300 times its own weight? I told him I wouldn't doubt it a bit, because a honeybee's got the dad blameless push for his size. No doubt he can pull the message. Oh, thank you. Sellers, you know me. Oh, now listen, wasn't that funny now? I'm fixing to sing a song here now that's all about all the things I've been doing here lately. It's called Twister. Start the music, Sellers. Now, a cyclone hit our town one time. We ain't had one before it. It had a tail plumb full of wind and a cloud upstairs to store it. She hit the ground like a skinner's whip and a thing of it turned to tail. Now you won't believe it, but it's the gospel truth. Popped a knot in a heifer's tail.
Oh, the wind blew.
She was a mighty twister. Popped a knot in a heifer's tail and snarled Grandpa's whiskers. Now I had a cyclone chasing me. I was driving old George and Beth. It braided the trace chain up so tight it choked them both to death. It clabbered the milk on the springhouse floor, squared a silo that same day. Took the Shanghai rooster down to the skin bale, 25 acres of hay.
Up the wind.
She was a whirling dandy. Pushed a camel through a needle's eye and piled post holes on our brandy.
Now, just what day did this take place, or do you dare remember?
Well, sure, I recall clear as mud. It was 10 years last September.
That's a peculiar circumstance. You know what happened, mister?
No.
I now believe every word you said. We both saw the same blame twister.
She was a doer dyer, but never there was a mightier blow than two old-fashioned liars.
Thank you.
so much for listening, friends, and we'll be back again real soon. Until then, this is old Smiley Burnett saying, speak well of me, and I'll dare you to talk about me.
Bye now. You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Sweet George Brown and the Gay Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills, and starring Smiley Burnett, Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.